This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're catching up on our podcasts. Tune in 9 to 10 every Tuesday night on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriber, and Jamie Lewis.
Hello and welcome to Catching Up on Joy. It's a lovely Tuesday evening here in Melbourne. I'm with my very good friends, Dolly and Brett.
Oh, Jamie, welcome back, Cotter.
Oh, thanks. Welcome back, Jamie. You've been in and out like what?
I don't know. What goes in and out, Dolly?
I've got no idea.
Pamela Anderson on a long weekend at some rock star's boat.
You've still got a little bit of glitter on your upper lip from Pride, Brett.
I've been trying to get rid of this glitter.
Where's it from? Did you snog a drag queen
No,
or
I actually think it's from the party I went to on Saturday night. But that's enough of
that's
that.
That's another story, isn't it,
hey,
darling?
Hey, guys, what's on the show tonight?
Well, I've got some lovely music. I've got some disco, some funk, and we've got some Edward Starr, because you like Edward Starr, don't you?
That.
We've got a little bit of Earth, Wind and Fire. I'm just going through the songs quickly.
Oh, yes, sorry, darling.
A bit of Sylvester. Yes, I've got the talking stick
yes.
now. And I'm in control, so remember, I can talk you off if you're a little bit boring. Leo yes, Sayer and some Span the Ballet for Jemai. Yeah, would you like to say, Brett?
I was just going to say I would like to ask our listeners tonight,
yes.
Do they have actually any disco or funk requests that they would like us to play either later on in the show or maybe in the next week or so?
Yeah.
If they do, why don't they SMS us on 0427JOY949, phone us on 1300JOY949 or give us an email on air at joy.org.au. But look, we've got a few other things coming up on the show. I'm going to do, as I did last week, movies of 2013. I'm
going
to do Oz TV. What's coming up on the box?
Oh, I can't wait for that one, Brett.
And what have you got, darling?
Nothing much.
So that's great. Okay.
Now, I've got some news. I've got some very interesting news stories.
Yes.
I'll surprise you later.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be lovely. That'd be different. That'd be unusual, wouldn't it?
Yes, and we've got a beautiful song coming up first, haven't we, Dolly Da?
Yes, right. Jerry's here on the desk too. Ooh. If you want to give us a call.
Yes. And now what's this one, darling?
Earth, Wind and Fire, Boogie Wonderland. You're on Joy 94.9.
Let's get it going.
Get it going.
Get it going.
Get it up, yeah.
Woo!
Joy 94.9.
Right, we're all on now, live across Australia. Can you two boys keep yourselves nice?
Keep yourself nice, Brett.
Yes, now that was Earth, Wind and Fire with a bit of Boogie Wonderland. And, of course, they were famous for that song, weren't they?
They were.
Wikipedia? That was probably around 1980 or all thereabouts.
Oh, I thought it was 1979.
Or thereabouts.
Yes. All right. This is the same as 1980.
We were going to play Let's Groove tonight. And that was probably the 1980 one.
Yes.
Why didn't we play that?
Computer says no.
Yeah.
And
what
I said no.
What
didn't
happened
I?
To our music tonight, Dolly? Oh, sorry, got another death stare.
Yes. It's not I started off the day pretty foul, actually. But you just asked my daughter.
Yes.
I was, in fact, she gave me a sticker to put on my head saying, please don't be cranky. Just for me to see every time I look in the mirror and stuff like that.
That's
I always think I'm going to be a little bit hormonal, a little bit over the edge when I want to kick the cat.
Oh, your cat's so nice too.
And it's a nice cat.
It's a lovely nice cat. It licked my face at your party.
It'll lick anyone's face, darling.
You had his face in its bowl again, probably.
I didn't. It's a very affectionate cat.
A very affectionate cat, thank
quite
you.
Quite strange.
Oh, look.
Now, Brett, what have you been doing, darling?
Oh, what have we both been
something
doing,
Something proud?
Because as I've mentioned, it's hello to Jamie again.
Yes, thank you.
And it's goodbye to Midsummer because on Sunday was the Pride March.
Oh.
which meant the last day of midsummer. And Dolly and I were roving reporters for the afternoon.
Oh, you did a fantastic job too.
Oh, thanks, Mrs.
You know, I said to you earlier, it sounded a bit like a cross between an Olympic opening ceremony and It's a Knockout. Anyone remembers that game from the 90s
or 80s? It's a Knockout, yes.
I could just see big bits of cake running towards you, like visually in my head.
I think there was at
there
one
was.
Stage.
There was. There was Miss Tasmania. Did you see her? She was fabulous.
But pretty.
Well, she was it Miss Transsexual? But she was from Miss Transsexual from Tasmania, maybe?
There were.
I don't know.
There was a group.
It all happened so
Miss
quickly,
Trans
darling.
Man or Miss Trans Tasman.
She was, yeah, something like
That's
that.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I say what I loved about it was the diversity.
Mm.
And I was so proud to see so many public schools.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Who was supporting gay and straight alliances?
All
supporting
the kids
it?
Around, were they?
Can you
nice.
Imagine you
kids.
And I doing that growing up? Like I couldn't, no. I couldn't even think
yes.
of doing
well,
that.
Well, Eltham Secondary College, I think, has yes. a big thing against bullies, against gays, and things like
that's
that. Yeah,
great.
Yeah, yeah.
As does Melbourne High School.
As Melbourne High School.
Were there any footballers there doing football?
There was.
Well, funny you should say
yes.
that, because I did see a very good-looking gentleman.
Yes.
And he was quite muscly, a bit like yourself,
oh,
Jamie.
Oh, bless you, Cotton Silk.
Exactly.
And yes, he was tall and muscly and had lots. Of hair.
Hey, so I'm tall in Scotland,
exactly
remember
like
that.
Oh, you two are on, aren't you? For young and
so
old.
There were
and
football,
I,
gay footballers.
Well, apparently. And so I said, well, I'll grab him and have a little chat to him.
Yeah.
And then his little PA lady said, you know who he is? I said, no. All I know is he's good looking. I want to have a chat to him.
Yeah,
she said, well, he's
need
Jason.
That on radio.
He's Jason Ball. I went, yes, he's good looking and I want to have a chat to him. And she said, no, he's Jason Ball. I went, yes.
Oh.
I had no idea. Did you have any idea, darling?
Yes,
him?
I did, because I read the email that we got sent before going down.
But did you see a little picture of him before? Did you know who it was?
I did Google him.
It's a good job you grabbed him,
Dolly. Did you know who it was?
Yes, I did.
Brett would have grabbed him in a
different
place.
He was just peeing with envy because I grabbed him.
No. No, not my...
Good that
no.
they were out to support
but
that.
It was
fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah, so he's the first out, is he, gay footballer from the AFL?
He doesn't play in the AFL. He plays in a local team.
Yarra Glen or something.
Around Yarra Glen in the Yarra Valley.
Mm.
And he brought along a Richmond AFL player who's
yes.
straight but who
supportive.
Is really supportive.
Oh, that's nice.
And there was a player from Carlton who does, unfortunately I can't remember his name, but they were very supportive, as with so many different organisations.
And the police too. Well, they were fantastic.
The Victorian
so
Police Force.
Really?
Mm.
We've come a long way since the Tasty Raids, baby.
Yeah, Stonewall and all that years
My
ago.
My God. They did a sterling job. I was really proud to be that you and I were part
That's
of it.
A prayer.
Did you see the Obama inauguration recently?
Well, I was... Yes, interesting. I did YouTube it a
did
little
you?
Bit. Yes.
He actually said, struggles Martin Luther King and talked about race relations and also mentioned Stonewall and said how far we've come. So I was a little bit tickled by that. I thought, thanks,
isn't
Obama.
Isn't it good that probably, I think the last time that a president, American president, actually talked about anything to do with the GLBTI community was Clinton. No other president has gone near it because it's a political hot potato.
I think now the numbers are up. The numbers are in and
I
it's
think
okay.
if you talk about it, you're in.
Yeah.
I think that's the way it goes now, isn't
more
it?
Supporters these days.
So, Jamie, what have you been up to, Danny?
I've been in London, haven't I? So
London to buy a fat pig.
Yeah.
Yes.
Been looking around. I went to Hampton Court where Henry VIII killed all his wives. That was nice.
Oh.
Yeah. Gosh. He's got some nice stuff.
Has he?
No, nice
Did
castle.
You pimp
oh,
his ride?
Nice castle.
He's got a lovely castle. Hampton Court.
That's his castle.
Mm. Yeah, it was his castle.
Was, yes.
And then that went on to be, I think it was King William III and Queen Mary's, because they redid it. They did it up, you know?
Yeah.
And that was a nice section too. Beautiful gardens. Very nice.
You like your gardens.
Yeah, and I had a little wander around, you know, bit of sleep. Didn't do too much. Just bought lots of things, lots of chocolate.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Trying not to eat it though.
That's
but not very. I'm really not
just,
feeling very exciting,
London,
sorry.
Oh,
that's all right.
Maybe you've
right.
got something, Dolly. What about you?
Well, I was... driving home very late at night from one of my appointments.
Yes.
What could that mean?
It's like she's having an affair with someone, Shan. You better check. Check if there's lipstick on her collar.
You get paid $600 a night, don't you,
yes.
as well? So it could equate to anything.
That's right.
That's right.
And it was very late at night along the, it was from Phillip Island. There's a bit of a lonely stretch from the Frankston kind of, around the Frankston area along the highway. You don't drive, do you, Shemaya? So you're probably not sure of that particular
stretch.
But
I rollerblade. I haven't rollerbladed down there.
Anyway, it was around 2 in the morning.
Yes.
And it was completely dark, no cars around whatsoever coming either way, you know, just by myself. I'm looking at the time. It's all right. We've got
to come. No, I'm not doing that to her. I'm free and easy, apparently.
A good story is a quick story.
It is, darling.
I felt something looking at me.
Ooh. Oh, no. Spiritually speaking or really speaking?
Really speaking. And then I looked up and there was a bloody big cockroach sleeping.
Oh, you love your insects.
Oh.
Did you freak out?
Yes. Hate them. I absolutely hate them. And it was right top of my head.
Oh, right there.
Right top of my head. So I pulled over on this dark street.
Yes, drove off the road into a patch of penguins.
Could have been, you know, type of area you could have been raped or whatever.
Yes. Yes.
Hideous. Got off my shoe off.
Oh,
stood outside on the freeway. Stood in and then whacked the hell out of the cocky, hit it and hit it up and then it fell down. And then I couldn't see where the hell it went. So then I had to get back in the car and drive along.
And just think hope.
That, and hope that I'd killed it.
And I hope it wasn't those cockroaches.
Hope it didn't come back.
Do you know those insects that you can cut off the head, it still keeps moving?
I read something today that if you some insects,
there's a cockroach.
You can cut off the head, they can still live for a year.
I think they can.
Without
yes.
a head.
Yes.
It's a bit scary, really.
Yes. Anyway, you're on Joy 94.9 with Dolly and Brett and Jamie. The three of us are all together.
Oh, it's catching up.
I'm catching up.
Joy 94.9.
The fabulous Edwin Starr with Contact. Don't you love that one, Dolster?
Yeah, you like that one, Brett?
I love Edwin Starr.
Because, of course, catching up is the coolest music here on Joy 94.9. It's a home for the homos.
You're home away from homos?
Yeah.
Home away from homos. What about the lesos?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, they're all right.
They can get stuck.
They're all right.
I love the lesos.
Hey, darling.
You were picking up a few lesos, weren't you?
I was surprised.
Mm-hmm. I was picking up all the boys. You were picking up all the girls.
I had to say to them, look, I'm a married man.
Did you, Brett?
Oh, did you, darling?
That's where you went wrong then.
You know, it's funny. If we could quickly talk about the Pride March, I'd get in front
we're
of
still
a
glowing,
whole group.
Aren't we?
Yeah. No, things come back to me, but they don't come back often.
Yes, no, it's cloudy in there, isn't it?
It's very cloudy. You could park a semi.
In your mind.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. See, it's gone now.
See?
Yes, that's all right.
It's good, isn't it?
No, it hasn't. I was only teasing. I was just saying, I'd get in front of the whole group that was marching and they'd have their banner and everything and I'd go, g'day, where are you? Who are you? And they go, oh, I'm Debbie. And I go, where are you from? I'm from Sunbury.
Yeah.
And I'd have to go,
you wanted to know
where
group.
Are you from? Debbie from
no,
Sunbury.
No, see, this, I
oh, Brett
like
would have
sure.
said, you would have said the same.
Group.
Yes.
I was like, what group do you represent,
oh,
darling?
So it was my fault.
Hey, I'm wearing white flag here.
No need to wear a white flag, darling.
Wear a white taffeta t-shirt. Dress, though, wouldn't you, in a heartbeat?
Oh, maybe not white.
Did you go to a party dressed
you
as Madonna?
You boys like a dress-up, don't you?
Yes, I did.
Tell everyone what I came to your party as, Dolls.
You went as Agnetha from ABBA.
And I had a white silk jumpsuit on, and it looked pretty good.
You actually looked quite fab.
It was quite flattering, wasn't it? My hips looked a bit wide in it.
Anna had wide hips, though.
Oh, yes,
she did.
To get the vocal. I don't have a lot to say, so it doesn't really matter.
Don't you have I want to hear about
oh,
your...
Oh, okay. Well, Olivia
so
and
Dolly,
John.
Can I set it up first?
Yeah,
okay.
If you set her up.
Yeah.
So, Dolly found an old letter. Mm-hmm. Would you say it's an old letter?
Yes, definitely a letter.
It is a letter,
what's the stamp? Now, what's the stamp on that?
Melbourne.
How much was the stamp?
Australia.
Really setting it up.
3:15 a.m., 18th of January, 1966. All the sixes, clickety-click.
Was it
good year, that one?
2 shillings?
Hey,
I need my glasses for that.
Yeah, I think it says 2D.
2D?
Yes.
It's in 2D.
2 shillings.
It's not in 3D.
So this was just before decimal currency in 1966.
Yeah, just a heartbeat.
Did that
before.
Happen in 66, Brett?
66, 14th of February, 1966.
Oh, that's, you know, we don't know if that's right. We'll check that. But we rely on Brett every now and again.
I'll find it up. But Dolly...
Decimal currency?
Decimal currency came in 1966, the 14th of
the
February.
The coins, you mean?
What year was it?
On the 14th of February, 1966.
Oh, that's how he remembers he's got a song.
Because it was a song.
What's decimal currency?
When we went from pounds, shillings and pence to dollars.
Oh, right. The coins. The Australian coins.
Monetary changes, doll.
I don't remember that.
No, I don't remember it, but I've seen the ads. And the reason why they created into a song was to get everyone into the spirit.
Oh.
Oh.
That's nice.
Very
what
hard.
A spirit it was.
What year did they change from God Save the Queen to a different national anthem?
Oh, I need to Google that.
You have to Google that one.
Yeah, who cares? Who gives us rats anyway? I won't say the letter because he might want it back.
No, yeah. Don't say it.
You don't want that.
Yeah, well, you see, Shan cleared out she found a piece of furniture and this was in the drawer.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, this is the letter that's made out to him and it's got the 18th of January 1966. It's from the Olivia Newton-John Fan Club.
Goals?
The president at the time was Eleanor Newlands.
Right.
And to join the fan club...
What did you call her? Did you call her something?
No.
Oh, I thought you had a little nickname for Olivia.
No, O-N-J.
Oh, right. Yeah, O-N-J. That'd be it.
Not O-M-G, O-N-J.
O-N-J, not L-O-L.
No. Oh, Ralph.
What do you always say? You always do M-F-A-W or something.
No, O-M-G, I do O-M-G.
But you do the M-F-A-W too, don't you?
No, I don't do that.
No.
I'm too old.
That's somebody else.
How much was the membership to join the O-N-J fan club?
We've got six.
Oh, you were right about the shillings thing, darling. Yeah, you were wrong.
No.
How much was it?
You were wrong because it's received from blah, blah, the sum of £0.05.
Yes. So he was right.
Wow.
Why was he right?
Well, because it was £2 for the stamp.
And £5
for the membership. For the membership, which was still before dollars and cents. But you're doing
beautifully. But this was done in... This is fascinating radio, isn't it?
Maybe we can wrap this one up.
Maybe we could.
Pre-66, Dolly couldn't have even gone down the shops, could she?
No, she wasn't born then.
I was, actually.
She was.
I was 66.
Do you know what? I'm trying to defend her. She hates me. I'll say something. She hates me.
You've got to give it up. You've got to give it up. You really do.
So what's in the letter?
Well, it's a... Piss off. It's a letter from the Olivia Newton-John fan club, as I just said.
Yes.
O-N-J.
O-N-J.
And it's a letter that's typed for the kids out there.
Nice.
Do you want to explain what typing is?
Oh, it's like a printer without, you don't plug it in, isn't it?
No.
And you press each key and there's no delete button, I think.
Yes.
Maggie
had one of those. Yes. I think it was an Olivetti.
Yes.
When the Italians were still doing something decent.
Oh, yes.
And they
autocorrect.
Had ribbons.
Yes.
And they had daisy wheels in them
daisy
too.
Wheel. We love a daisy wheel. She was lovely. She was
daisy
lovely.
Chain, I think you're thinking about.
Oh, she's being saucy now.
Maybe I?
Yeah. So what's in this damn letter?
It's from Olivia Newton-John. It's typed.
Yes.
Dear club members, you know, I can't really do an Olivia voice. You know, Pat and myself have been doing a double act and it's going very well. Who's Pat?
Pat and Olivia used to do a girl group.
Oh.
And Pat was, she basically got flung when Livy went back to the UK.
We've posted the picture that came with this letter on our Facebook
page.
She looks remarkably young.
God, she looks gorgeous.
Yes. So there's a photo of her.
Yes.
A 1966 photo of her. We worked firstly at, I can't read the type. It's that old.
That's why typewriters have gone away.
Anyway, we worked there for a week. Then 2 weeks at a London club, then a week with the Seekers in Bournemouth,
right?
Then a week at two clubs in Newcastle, and then we had 2 weeks off, so we went for a tour of the continent.
Firstly,
we went to Germany. We were in Cologne for 3 days.
Nice.
She writes a fascinating letter,
doesn't she?
Let's just cut to the chase.
Yeah, let's just go
to
the
punchline. That's all. Until next time, love, Olivia Newton-John.
Fantastic, though.
God.
But I saw her.
The 60s was a really slow time, wasn't it?
No. She was a young girl away on the continent for the first time. She didn't, you know.
But she had a fan club.
To keep herself nice.
And people of the time would pay £5 to be in that fan club and get an updated letter of what was happening.
Was lucky enough to see Olivia Newton-John, the beautiful Olivia Newton-John, at Mardi Gras a few years ago about... 6 o'clock in the morning, out she comes at 60 years old something and sings Xanadu, blew my socks off.
Yes.
She was great.
Yes.
She's great.
Yeah, I know. She's a fabulous girl.
Singer. She lost her husband at some stage, didn't she?
She lost him off the boat, didn't she?
She got off the boat.
Just quickly, getting back to her.
Yes, quickly.
We stopped singing God Save the Queen.
Yes, Brett.
The year that I was born in 1974, and that's where it became the national anthem.
Did it become
Advance Australia Fair.
Oh, became that then. We didn't have any interim with anything different?
No, it was from about the 19th century. No, 19th century, but the unofficial Australian anthem.
Waltzing Matilda.
Is Waltzing Matilda. So that's what was always sung.
Yes, yeah. Whatever. Anyway, you're on Joy 94.9, catching up with Brett, Dolly and Jamie. Another riveting, boring fact.
The Lost Dogs home on Joy 94.9.
You're on Catching Up. This is Joy 94.9. Now, we know you love the disco and the funk, because we do, and we want to know, what's your favourite tune? Maybe we could play it for you later in the show. Maybe we could play it for you next week. So give us an SMS on 0427JOY949. A call with a lovely Jerry out on the desk. He's probably bored, really. Someone just bloody call him, please. 1300JOY949, or give us an email on air at joy.org.au. And now we're crossing live in the studio to the beautiful Brett.
Yes.
Well, yes.
So last week I talked about what movies were coming out for 2013.
Yes.
And I said, let's tonight talk about what's on the box. On the telly.
What's on the box?
Oh, everyone's box, Jamie.
What's on your box?
And of course, 2013, everyone is still obsessed in Australia by cooking shows.
Oh, I know. They love it, don't they?
They love it. So,
I hate them. I don't see the point in them. Go on.
No, I was going to say, My Kitchen Rules and MasterChef Professionals already come back on. I actually really like My Kitchen Rules because people who think they can cook, MasterChef is a bit, it's a little bit too technical, but My Kitchen Rules, people around Australia, especially those in Queensland.
Baking's technical now.
And they think, oh, yeah, I can cook, and then they can't. I love it when they get the kids into cook.
That's shit.
You know the comedian Julia Morris?
Yes.
Well, she does a little cooking segment too, a little takeoff. YouTube, yes, that one, because she does a nice little thing for the kids. She does sausages and plates it up. Sausages. She's got 10 seconds.
Francs.
Sausages, two thin strips of bread and tomato sauce, and she's got 10 seconds to put it all together.
That's awesome.
What else is coming on the box, Brett?
Something that I think both of you would like, the Great Australian Bake Off. So this is based on the UK series, and this is what. So this is about people doing like the history of baking.
Baking,
You love a little baked good. I mean,
baking's having a revival in the UK.
It is.
It's all over the TV over there. Yeah, they're loving it.
And there's also Recipe to Riches. So an unmentionable Oz supermarket chain is basically going to pay for a program in which contestants showcase their home recipes.
Oh, you've got a few. I bet you've got a few
Bombalasca recipes. Yeah, I've got a couple up my sleeve. A
couple of souffles.
In my penny. Yeah, you betcha.
Do you wear an apron when you cook, Brett? I bet you do.
Do you know what?
Do you have one with breasts
only
on it?
Now and again. No, but I'm sure that you'll give that one to me for Christmas.
Or that Michelangelo with his little tiny penis on the apron. That's what
No. Nice. Hey, for miniseries, we've got a couple of good miniseries, which I think you guys will like. Mm. Chappelle.
Oh.
So it's going
Chappelle.
To be
nice.
The stories of Australia's most infamous accidental drug trafficker brought
accidental.
To life.
Accidental.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Allegedly.
Underbelly's doing Underbelly Squizzy, which is about Squizzy Taylor.
He looks quite hot, though.
The Melbourne. He does actually look quite hot. Yeah.
Another Underbelly. There's been a few of those.
Though, you know, in those days, it was probably wooden teeth and, like, hideous.
You have to overlook those things back then, Brett.
That's true. Now, we've talked about Return to Eden, that they're remaking
it. When's that happening? Because I'm very excited about that.
It's going to happen. So it's in the process. So it's going to be sometime in 2013.
Oh.
Never Tear Us Apart, the In Excess story.
Oh, In Excess story.
Are they going to be in that?
We don't know. That's all I know. That's all I've got. Oh. And Power Games.
Power Games, what's that?
The Packer Murdoch story.
Oh, I love a good Packer drama.
So they're going to do Murdoch versus Packer.
And of course, big news, Ida Butrow's got Australian of the Year. And
I
love Ida.
Yeah.
I think Ida should be the bloody president of
bloody
this country.
Love Ida.
You bloody love her, do you?
Not that we have a president. No, she's fantastic.
Yes.
She's awesome.
Absolutely.
Love that woman.
Couple of good drama shows. Redfern Now returns. I don't know if you guys watched it.
Yes.
I love Redfern
Now.
Yes,
I did actually talk about Redfern, remember?
You did too, darling.
Yes. Is it like the Sullivans for 2000?
No, it's the legal show.
No, I don't like it.
Oh, no, it's the Aboriginal show.
It's based in Redfern, and it's about our Indigenous friends.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah, no, it sounds
They're
great.
Doing a second series.
Absolutely,
it's
they're doing a second series.
Written. Yes, love that.
Wentworth. Now, we've talked about this. Now I have.
He used to bring me roses.
Now, I have got. It's only going to play on cable TV.
She would again.
What? It's only going to play on cable TV. It's not going to free to air.
Bugger.
Now, the first series.
Have you got cable TV, Brett?
Yes,
can
come
you
over.
Record it
for
me?
Yeah, sure.
Great.
Thing, babe. The first series is rumoured to have no parts for the original Prisoner stars.
What?
However,
yes,
Val Lehman, who played Top Dog B. Smith, is quoted in saying, F
a cameo appearance. I want to play the governor. I've already played the part of an inmate, so it would be fascinating playing she's a character on the other side of the bus.
I think she's uppity.
She's a bit uppity.
Is she?
Yeah.
Uppity.
Probably done nothing since, has she?
No, she had. Well, probably has done something, but nothing no one's seen.
Yes.
Mr. and Mrs. Murder. And this is set, it's a, like a crime scene. They investigate, they clean up after crime scenes.
Oh, yeah, that looks really bad.
Yeah.
Who's it got in it
Sean
again?
Michaelis?
Yeah, don't like him.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Do you like him?
Is he the one with one leg? Oh, no, that's...
Jake the Peg.
No, there's some really popular comedian who's got one leg. No one knows.
No, you're thinking of Adam Hills from Spicks and Specs.
He's got one leg, hasn't he?
He's got one foot.
He's got one foot.
He's
got
so he's got a leg.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
And that's actually returning.
Oh, is it
Spicks
good?
And Specs?
Good.
Now, the like one that. Drama show that I'm actually looking forward to seeing is it's called A Place to Call Home.
Oh, that sounds
and
nice.
And it basically takes off. You know, the Sullivans was up to the Second World War. I love the Sullivans. Yeah. It's basically from the 50s onwards and about how Australia was changing.
Yeah.
So it's a social drama. It's not going to be everyone's
What's
cup
it
of tea.
Called,
it's called A Place to Call Home.
Yeah, I'm not sure that boring. Much was. It's not done. Yeah,
but
not
Noni Hazelhurst is in it, and I love a bit of Noni.
Yeah, we love Noni.
Yeah.
Love Noni.
She's great.
Obviously, because we're obsessed with our homes in Australia, the two big renovation shows, The Block All-Stars.
No, I don't like The Block.
No, I don't know. What is it with that?
Like a block off,
yeah,
can't they?
Yeah, they've always got the token gay couple too, and that just annoys me.
Do they have a gay
me?
Couple?
Not this year, but they sometimes do.
Yeah, they sometimes do. Well, they're always boring.
They're renowned for their good design sense, but I question that with the gays sometimes.
Have you seen some of the hideous houses that we've been... Ugh.
You've got style, though, dolls.
You reckon,
yeah, I love those lamps you had around your house. And that little Hawaiian girl, what's that all about? That's nice.
What's
little
Hawaiian girl,
dancing girl doorstop.
Yeah, she's all right,
pretty,
isn't she? Yeah, nice for a doorstop. She's heavy
skirt.
Too. Yeah,
she looks heavy.
Hey, and also there's for quiz shows.
Yes.
We say goodbye to two quiz shows this year.
Oh.
What are we saying goodbye to?
The Price is Right.
Oh, and I didn't even know that.
Yes, same. And Deal or No Deal.
Deal or No Deal.
Oh,
that's
deal
been running
no deal.
A while.
That's iconic.
They're going. No Deal.
You know, Shan nearly won the box.
What? She was on Deal or No Deal?
Yes.
Sorry.
Well,
Shan
she was on the panel.
Almost won the box.
She almost
she
won the box.
Ooh.
I think.
Sorry,
she won an empty one with me.
You've got an empty box, Del.
No, on the panel, you know, where they hold the suitcase.
Oh, right.
She was nearly picked. Was
like, have you got a copy of that on TV, on the video?
No.
Oh, well.
The Mole's returning. The Mole's returning.
Oh, you remember that?
And my final
What's
two.
The Mole? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
What is that? I want to kind of be like the Mole Patrol. You know, now that would be good.
That's...
Speaking of Mole Patrol, you're having a reunion, aren't you? A 20-year reunion.
High school reunion.
There'll be some Mole Patrols there.
No, they all look like they've done okay, considering where we're from.
Can I say, I didn't go to my 20-year high school reunion, but I did see the photos. Again, darling, you're 1 year older than, younger than me.
26.
Hang on.
You look 20 years older, but that's not for hair.
Oh, my God.
But all the girls look fantastic, and all the guys went to seed. So you're going to look great.
Oh, thanks, Brett. I appreciate that.
Look great.
You know, someone said to me recently, it was a picture of my grandparents who were 90 and 91. I put it on the, you know, Facebook, and someone said, gee, you look like your granddad. I said, he's 91.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know how to react to that, really.
Oh, Lordy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's like looking like a baby, isn't it? You know, there's really not a lot of similarities. Nah. Yes, Brett.
Now, we still haven't got over reality shows.
No.
Big
never
Brother.
Will.
Big Brother comes back.
It's coming back, is it?
Good.
Formal Wars.
What? Ooh.
Now, this is a fly on the wall for the school formal industry worth $3 billion a year, we're told. Oh. It's basically Bridezillas for school kids.
Mm. Oh, that sounds...
That'd be a bit Mole Patrol-y.
That sounds crap, doesn't it?
It does sound a bit crap.
Sounds boring.
Come Date With Me, and it's an up-and-coming Australian dating show. Yeah. And it's based on the UK version, so there's a lot of copy going on.
Yeah.
And finally, in comedy, Chris Lilley is back.
I like him.
But he hasn't actually let... say what he's doing. So we don't know if it's Jermaine.
They like
Christian.
Him, don't they, at the ABC or wherever he gets
it.
He's
quite good. Yeah, hey, have you seen that show with the excess baggage, where three girls rock up and they've got, you know, three suitcases, and the guy goes to date them and they say, what's, you know, so they've got like medium baggage, bad baggage, and then really bad baggage.
Oh, okay.
So it might be something like, you know, I've got, you know, some hair there. or it might be like, you know, I am a... You know, I'm not very good at being monogamous.
Right.
And then their big baggage might be something like, I've got $100 million in credit card debt. Please date me. Oh. It's quite good. Oh, I like that one.
Okay.
And finally, we've got awful. I hate Josh Thomas, but he's got his show. I don't know how he gets a show.
He's good.
Oh, I think he's so not funny. He laughs at his own jokes. He's terrible.
We laugh at our own jokes, Brett.
Yes, that's
constantly.
Right.
But the ABC hasn't given us a series,
not
darling.
Yet.
And finally, Upper Middle Bogan. It's a comedy about a doctor who discovers that she's adopted and is horrified to find her birth family is, wait for it, suburban bogans.
Oh,
that
geez.
Would be horrifying.
That would be horrifying.
Disgusting.
No one's ever had to deal with that.
Jolly, what's now?
Well, this is a little bit Sylvester, and we like him.
We
really.
Love Sylvester.
You make me feel mighty real. You do, boys. You really
Ooh.
Do. What would you like to add?
And we're on Joy 94.9.
Well, thanks, Brett.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. It's Catching Up Crew with Dolly, Brett and Jamie. And Jamie, what the hell is going on in your world?
Oh, I've just got some very interesting stories that I found in the little newspaper
recently.
Is that
the bottom of your cocky cage?
Yeah. I was reading it from the bottom of my cage. Get let out once a week for an hour.
It was the underwear party again last night, wasn't there?
Oh, don't talk about it.
It's a dirty laugh.
I know.
It is. Yeah.
It was a dirty story I heard before. Goodness.
No, nothing happened like that.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it clean.
Keep yourself nice.
Keep yourself nice.
So get this right. Living Dead. This was under the heading Living Dead.
Living Dead.
Tell us the story, love. Mourners preparing for the funeral of a 101-year-old woman were shocked when she sat up and spoke just as she was being put in her coffin. Ping Xuan wanted to know why there were so many people in her house in Lianjiang, Guangdong province of China. She'd been declared dead 10 days earlier after a heavy fall. She no longer had a pulse and her body went stiff. Peng said she felt lucky she woke up before they took her to the crematorium.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, if Nana had dropped off the perch 10 days ago, you would have sold the house, you know, given the clothes
away.
She'd
had
nothing after 10 days.
They clean up pretty quick when they die.
And you heard all about why night shift is called the graveyard shift.
Night shift where?
Well, you know, like the graveyard shift, sometimes night shift, so if you work between
people
midnight.
People drop dead and 3 a.m. is a witching hour, isn't it?
No, because in the old days when they used to bury people, they would have a little, like a wire going down into the coffin connected to a bell.
Yes.
Because sometimes they used to bury people who were still alive. So the graveyard.
Is that an urban myth, though?
No, it's.
You'd never want to hear that bell, would you?
No. You'd be like, oh, geez.
I think that was just a bit of marketing at the time. I think it actually, yes, you're right, but I don't think it was
but
ever
10
rung.
Days is
I don't
a
think
long
the bell
time.
Was ever rung.
I think it rarely rang, you're right, yes.
So how long was your Asian lady there for, Dad?
10 days, they thought she was dead. But then a 101-year-old probably looks dead if they're alive anyway,
you
don't
do,
they,
like
generally?
Your grandparents
no,
of
they're doing quite
that
well,
you
bless
look very like.
Also, in another little dead wrong, this one was called, a grieving husband was horrified when he opened the casket of his dead wife's funeral and found a stranger inside. They'd popped the wrong wife in.
Oh,
wow.
The daughter said, Daddy, that's not mummy.
That's like mixing the babies up at birth, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
Hey. Oh, was it not Outrageous Fortune, not Ruthless People? You know, the twins,
people used to get mixed up all the time back in the 80s, didn't
they? But they didn't have their little armbands on, did
they?
No,
that's probably where those armbands came
from. I think it's important now to have your armbands on if you're born.
I mean, it helps if your baby's the right colour. But, I mean, you couldn't get the wrong coloured baby, probably. You'd notice that.
You probably would notice that. Do you remember?
They have throwbacks sometimes, don't they? People have different gene pools come back after hundreds of years.
Yes, and a lovely Mike Lee film. What's the Mike Lee film where she has the
Mike
throwback?
Lee?
Yes. Oh, it's one of my
Spike
favorite.
Lee or Mike Lee?
Mike Lee, a Mike Lee
Spike
film.
Spike Lee's brother, Mike Lee film.
Mike Lee film?
Anyway,
Mike Lee film.
She's adopted out a child and she couldn't remember the colour. So what else have you got,
Nice to be surprised,
done?
I think. Yeah. So there was a survey in the UK asking people what makes for a good life.
Mm-hmm.
And the people in the UK said that being near a pub where the landlord knows your name is the most important thing for being happy.
Well,
do you think that's a bit strange? Oh, that and a comfortable sofa.
Comfortable sofa, definitely.
Where's this in Dunning?
It's in the UK.
They're not very athletic there, are they?
Privacy was hailed as being important as well.
Oh, hear, hear.
But generally...
In the UK was
generally, if you've got a couch and you're within walking distance to a pub, it's all good.
You've got it made. Simple
in the people,
UK.
Aren't they?
You got it made.
They are.
Very simple people. Mm. Just a few useless facts for you now.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Do you know that your ears and your nose never stop growing? They just get bigger and bigger. I'm
your
a bit worried.
Ears and your they nose do. Never stop growing.
Look at old men and they always have these huge ears.
Is that why?
I'm thinking if I get my ears pinned down now.
Yeah.
At least, you know, because I feel like
you've got a nice nose.
No, but I'm turning into a Klingon with the ears.
Can I say, we just had a little bit of a shout out from the lovely James of Eltham, and he states that he looks dead before coffee.
Yes, we all do.
We all do, sweetheart. Thanks for stating the obvious there.
Thank you, James. And
did you know that Einstein, you know, the very intelligent Einstein with the crazy hair, he couldn't speak till he's 9 and his mum thought he was retarded. What a turnaround story of the century that is.
Ooh. Wow. He's smart cooking, wasn't he?
He came good, didn't he, in the end?
He came good in the end, darling.
Well, any other interesting facts or?
50% of the world's population has never had a phone call. Bugger me.
Oh.
Don't you think that's weird?
You saying bugger me?
No, that 50% of the people on this planet have never answered a phone.
That's not a bad thing.
Well, it's not a bad thing at all, is it? Or does that mean they simply don't own a phone?
Well, both.
Yeah.
You don't own one, you can't answer it, can
well,
you?
That's, but there yes, you go. Yeah. There you go.
But never, you know, never gone
and don't, on. And don't Australians have the most number of phones anyway, per capita it's, or well, per
it's,
person
it's almost
or whatever?
Three phones
three
per
to one or
three?
Something.
I've only got two. I hate it. I hate
Do
the world.
Do you have two? Do you really have two?
Well, I've just got a new one, so I've still got my old one.
Yeah, but do you have two telephone numbers?
No. Well, I've got three SIM cards.
Oh, my God, you're the average Australian.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I thought I was the average Australian
Have
woman.
Have you got 2.5 kids?
Nah.
Well, you're I've not got that a shih tzu. Average.
It's got a shih tzu.
2.4 shih tzus would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Have you seen the Pomsky?
What's the Pomsky
What's
done?
That? It's all the rage. It's half a husky and half a Pomeranian. Don't ask me how they make it.
Is it tiny with those dead eyes?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I want one.
Pomeranians, you know what? They look cute and they're nasty.
No, they're
beasts.
Not. They're beautiful.
No, they snappy
I've got
dogs.
A good friend with a couple of really nice Pomskies. Well, Poms.
Poms.
Beautiful.
Oh, okay.
What, yeah, a little song do you want on?
Should we go to
I
a little
was just
song?
Going to say Spandau yes. Ballet.
It's my pick of the week, folks.
Would you mind introducing it?
Completely forgot that.
Mm. Now, it's called True,
yes.
And it's an 80s classic, really, Dolster, isn't it? Spandau Ballet with True. You listen
true,
to Joy.
True,
94.9.
Easy listening radio.
Oh, it's a good one.
Smooth FM.
Joy 94.9.
Oh,
no.
True by Spandau Ballet.
True you're, love, true.
You're on Catching Up with Dolly and Jamie and Brett, and we've just been joined in the studio by the one and only Sonia for Sci-Fi and Scream, which is coming up next. Hello, darling.
Hello, Earthlings.
She's an alien.
Mother
She's,
to Earth.
I'm an alias alien. Yeah, that's
Darling, what is coming up on your show tonight?
What is coming up? Red Dwarf. So get your Smeag on.
The new
Smeagol,
ones?
Or Smeag.
The new Smeg,
isn't it? Smeg.
Get your fridge on.
Oh, that's really gross.
Smeghead.
That's what Smeg. Like, that's a fridge, Smeg, isn't it?
It's a nickname that they call each other on Red Dwarf.
Is that the new episodes of that, isn't there?
The
after
episodes,
like 20 years,
yeah,
they've just
they
made
did
some
nine new
ones.
Episodes, apparently. So that'll be fun.
I've
got
seen
interviews
a
with Craig mm-hmm. Charles, also known as Dave Lister,
yes.
And Robert Llewellyn, known as Crichton. The mechanoid.
Yes.
And we've got Scott also in the
house. Where do you
the
get these people from?
How do you get
I just
these people?
Find them under bushels.
Do you? And they're just hiding.
Just hiding there.
I love you.
Shining their light.
Bushel and the Peck.
The
bushel
and the Peck.
If you see Doris Day, you let us know.
You were going to do a song.
Scary, isn't it?
Does it happen often, Jamie?
Yeah, it's scary.
A lot, yeah.
It's normally you singing, honey.
They only get out once a week.
I know.
So you're a toot soul, are you, Dunning? You're running toot soul with the show?
Well, Mitch is gone. He's no longer on this planet. I mean, he's no longer with us. But he's here in a pre-record this evening, so
okay.
Can't get rid of him. But we love
just
him.
Just don't play
Hi
it.
Mitch. Yeah.
And that's
suddenly had a technical fault.
Absolutely. And that's all coming up on Sci-Fi and Scream after 10 o'clock this evening. Thank you, Sonia, for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sonia.
Kids,
and
we're running out of time, aren't
yes,
we?
Yes, but we're just going to play a few little messages.
Yes.
And then we'll get back to you. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 949.
You are on Catching Up on Joy 949. Dolly, Brett and Jamie.
Don't you love it when we do visual gags on the radio?
And Jamie just had his headphones around
up
near
his ass.
near his eyes.
I was joking. They were on my head.
Settle down.
I was going to say long piece of string. Bring it back up.
Now we've come to the end of the show. We've talked a lot about nothing once again.
It's over.
No, what's on next week's show, Doc?
Well, you talked about dead people a little bit, Jamie. Yeah. We're going to keep on talking dead and talk spooky. And
yes.
We've got a little ghost lady that does the ghost tours.
The Whispering?
Yes. Oh, she does ghost tours at Williamstown and stuff like that. Jackie, her name is.
I bet she gets a few things through her.
Well, the spirits do come and go, don't they, darling?
Don't they, the spirits? They do.
And so there'll be probably a few ghost stories. Or have you got some asylum stuff too, have you, Brett?
I'm going to do a little bit of a review on the fabulous American horror story, The Asylum, which I just finished watching. It's on TV at the moment and it is fantastic. And Jessica Lange. That girl cannot do that. Woman cannot do anything wrong, Dolster.
She won a Grammy or something for that, didn't she, for the last season?
A Grammy?
Oh, a Grammy or an Emmy?
Did she sing the song? I think she won an Emmy, darling.
She didn't sing any songs.
She didn't sing any songs. Well, actually, she does do a very... Oh, actually, I'll save it for next week.
Save it for next week.
Please, God.
Shall we play another little song now? Yes. We're going to go out with Leo Sayer. It is our Australian content because he is now...
An Aussie.
Yeah, he's naturalized.
Did he become an Aussie?
He became an Aussie, darling.
That's nice.
A couple of years ago, I think.
He's in Sydney.
I think so.
He lives in Sydney now.
Good on him.
And this is You Make Me Feel Like Dancing, of course, and you always make me feel like dancing, boys.
Dolly, you make me feel like dancing.
Oh, you both make me feel like sitting down. But thanks to Leo Sayer for becoming an Australian, we finally got some good Australian content to play, haven't we?
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
See you, kids.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. For catching up on Joy 94.9, follow the links on joy.org.au to subscribe and follow the show.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.